I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road.
Stop it.
Why?
No.
Why?
You stop that. We are not singing that song. I know, I understand it's number one on all over the charts, but you need to stop that. You are no Billy Ray Cyrus. You are no Lil Nas. You are nothing. You're DJ Mike. You work on a podcast. You work on three podcasts. You're an American author. You're an American songwriter. You're everything, but you're not...
You're the president of the United States of America. You need to stop what you're doing.
Do you just want to go ahead and send us to the intro?
Yeah, we might as well.
All right. This is season 4 of What's Up Warriors. I'm DJ King.
I'm DJ Mike.
Welcome back. What's up, Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of our show. I'm DJ King, and I'm here with the one and only...
DJ Mike.
So, of course, we have to bring it back with some awesome news. We're going to go ahead and talk about the music industry as a whole. We're going to talk about the top 100 Billboard and the All Access Media Charts, kind of charts for us for the music industry. So, are there any songs you'd like to bring up before we start talking about all five of these songs?
Well, let's see. No. Old Town Road is pretty much in my head right now.
Twitter? I mean, yeah.
Twitter?
I don't know, man. I mean, like, the number one, I mean, not number one, but the number one theme song at the moment's Game of Thrones since, like, the season premiere was Sunday. It was beautiful. Just da 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 da. The violins, the cello, everything. It was beautiful.
Do you even watch Game of Thrones? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I watch Game of Thrones a lot, man.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I think you mentioned it before, but I just like
the
forgot.
Dragon Lady. Yeah, her name is Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
And then you got
I'm not gonna remember these names.
Cersei, and then you got Lord Tyrion, Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. That's Hunger Games.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. That's Hunger Games, right?
No, it's
oh,
not.
That's wait. Wait, wasn't his name President Snow or something?
His name was President Snow, not Jon Snow. Jon Snow is one of the members of the Wall. But we're getting off topic. We're getting way too off topic. So we're going to go ahead and start at number one, being on all the charts right now. It started off as a meme, and then it actually became a well-known song. It is Old Time Road by Lil Nas, featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
Now, keep in mind, this is a remix. This is not the original. The original... There's a huge difference, and unfortunately, I believe it was, you know, meant to be a country song, but from what I've heard, the country billboards didn't think it was country enough, and, you know, here comes Billy Ray Cyrus just banging down the door.
Lil Nas just sitting there like, is this country enough for you now? I got Mr. Montana up in this G, but, you know, of course. It started off weird, because it started off with videos of, like, people, like, starting off in normal modern clothes, next thing you know, they transition into their country outfit.
Yeah, that's a meme everywhere. Especially, you'll see a lot of that on TikTok.
You see that a lot on TikTok. I've even seen one where, like, this guy was driving on the highway, and he had it playing on his radio station, right? And next thing you know, like, a horse was sitting in the back seat of a regular car, turned and looked at the camera. I'm like, that's not okay.
For a second, I thought you were going to say the car turned into a horse. I was like, oh yeah, don't mind me. Turn up the radio station on my horse.
It's just a robotic horse. But then you got Sunflower by Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which that song is all over now.
It's not leaving the Billboard anytime soon. It's
not leaving the Billboard. It's not leaving the All Access Media Charts. It ain't leaving anything. It's just going to stay there for however long it, like, Post Malone wants.
Yeah, and not only that, there's another song by Post Malone. It's right under the song, too.
It's called Wow.
Wow. And that was my reaction, too. Wow.
But more about Sunflower, Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse. Like, I loved on how, like, something from a cartoon movie, an animated movie, into, like, an awesome soundtrack for, like, radio stations.
It's like... A lot of the most popular songs come out, like, from a movie. I mean, yeah, besides, like, Ariana Grande and all that, but a lot of popular songs that you were familiar with did come from movies because there are some artists who are just like, wow, this movie's pretty dope. Like the Venom movie, Eminem, he made a song about the Venom.
Venom.
For Venom, yeah. And it became I wouldn't say crazy popular, but it did become well known, and
it became well known because it was part of the Kamikaze album when he released it.
Yes, but still,
that is no diss. That is no anything. In case someone just manages to contact Eminem, and he's just like, "Oh, you're trying to diss me? No, I'm sorry. Not after what happened with Machine Gun Kelly." Mm-mm. Which, that would have been a funny topic to kind of sit and talk about, you know? Just, yeah, MGK, he got dissed dramatically. Then you got Ariana Grande, Seven Rings, which Ariana Grande released an album called Thank You Next, based off the single Thank You Next, which was actually kind of awesome, actually. I listened to that whole album. How do you feel about Ariana Grande this year as she has made a dramatic, like, approach to the music industry as a whole for this whole year?
I can't deny the fact that she is indeed improving and she is growing as a artist, but I've never actually taken a liking to Ariana Grande.
What?
Never. I loved her when she was an actor in Victorious and
Victoria's Secret
Sam and Cat, those old Nickelodeon shows.
Oh my God, how do you think that would go if just Ariana Grande went back to Nickelodeon and like, "Hey guy"?
That's not going to go over well considering all that she's done now. But, well, no, I'm not trying to say like she's done like bad stuff, but I'm just saying she's changed a lot.
Just next thing you know, she has a warrant for her arrest for copyright.
This just in, Ariana Grande gets pulled over.
Gets pulled over for drinking a cup of coffee and
driving
a
Nacho Bell Grande.
You did that. You say drinking a Nacho Bell Grande.
No, oh, you said drinking, and I said eating, and then you got confused. Just like, wait, drinking?
Sorry, I forget sometimes that, you know, I don't really get things. Ariana Grande also has, like, four other songs on all media charts. You got Break Up With Your Boyfriend, I'm Bored. You got Seven Rings, and then, of course, you got Thank You Next, which I thought was... Like, how do you manage to bring your whole album onto, like, a media base? It's ridiculous. And, of course, continuing with the Top 100 Billboard and all the other charts, you got Billie Eilish, which is another singer from YouTube that managed to come up making her first studio debut album.
Wait, was it her song Bad Guy?
Bad Guy, yep.
I literally just listened to that.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, well, Billie Eilish is not one of my favorites, but I was like, well, everyone likes this Bad Guy song so much, might as well listen to it.
Yeah, Billie Eilish is one of those artists that are very weird. Like, it's something, like, her music videos always have a weird kind of sense of vibe to it.
DJ King, it's 2019, it's unique.
Okay, my bad.
Not weird.
Unique.
Can't call things weird anymore.
It's a unique kind of video, which or videos that she has. That's why she managed to go up so high on the Top 100 Billboard and the other music charts. Then you got Happier by Marshmello and Bastille going at number 10 on the Top 100 Billboard. You got J. Cole's Middle Child, which is actually making an increase among all of the charts. You got Jonas Brothers' Sucker. You got Imagine Dragons' Bad Liar. You got Talk by Khalid, and you got Sweep a Psycho by Ava Max. Now, all these songs that have been managed to be released in the middle of 2019, like, we're only 4 months in, and we've already, like, got songs that are just, like, ridiculous. Like, we asked on Twitter at 911WEDM during our live performance at the 9 o'clock hour and the 10 o'clock hour, on what was everyone's favorite songs. And I think Thank You Next actually topped those with an 87%. Old Time Road actually that topped that 87%. And then...
What's also very interesting is that... what came out? Was it Bad Guy that came out first before Old Town Road?
Yep.
So that came out before... All right, never mind. Then that makes sense. Because I was like, Bad Guy has like 80 million views and Old Town Road... Well, the remix anyway has 11 million.
11 million, but you gotta remember, like, that remix just came out, like, 2 days ago. Like, I mean, like, if you think about it, you've had, like, rock bands that managed to release songs in a matter of a day, and they've only hit 13 million, and they're still going up. Right? It'll take it a while before Old Time Road actually hits a billion views, kind of like Despacito from last year. Like, I believe Despacito actually has 3 billion views, I want to say. That's going off the top of my head. That's not even having like the research right in front of me. That's me just going, boom, I got it. But also, I'm like a really big YouTube nerd. So is there anything else you'd like to add before we go ahead and close this podcast out?
I think not, actually. I think that's it.
Now, this is the earliest we've actually ever ended a podcast before. It was at least 11 minutes of content, which next week we will actually have a lot more content, since that's when we're getting our guests in. Hooray. Next week's topic will be technology. We will be talking about the Samsung Galaxy S10, then the iPhone XR, the X...
My lord.
What we presumed back in season 1 would be the iPhone 11. Oh, God. All right, I'm DJ King.
And I'm DJ Mike.
And of course, thank you for tuning in to What's Up, Warriors. Have a good rest of your day.